Hey, everybody. Happy Aloha Friday. Very, very important. And we do it every year. Get ready. Valentine's Day, just 2 weeks away. And you need to go to yournovel.com. Yournovel.com. Use my discount code DDC2021. And save while getting the best Valentine's Day present you've ever got that special loved one. Now, your own romantic novel by book form can be yours and cost less than a dozen roses. Your own book about you and that special person, and you'll get the book before Valentine's Day. Just go to yournovel.com, yournovel.com. Fill out the questionnaire and use my discount, DDC2021, for savings. Friday movie reviews, check it out. And we start with Little Things. Denzel Washington, Rami Malek, Jared Leto, Natalie Morales. They are fabulous, sensational, outstanding. However, without them, this movie, the plot, the direction, and overall entertainment value would be, well, just mediocre. But these actors are so good, I still love the movie, and I'm giving it 3 stars, Little Things, at a theater near you. It'll be the most talked about horror movie of the year. It's in theaters today, Saint Maud, an English film about a hospice nurse hired to work at a very strange hospice facility who believes saving the souls of the sick is more important than saving their lives. It will shock and terrify you and keep you awake at night when you think about it. Hard to explain how chilling and disturbing this movie really is. Theaters now, streaming in 2 weeks, 4 stars for Saint Maud. Odds and ends, familiar threats, but from a very different place. England's Piers Morgan says he's going to run for prime minister, and if elected, Mr. Bean, a.k.a. Rowan Atkinson, Daniel Craig, and Judy Dench say they'll move from England to Canada. Sort of sounds familiar. Really? What is going on? The COVID vaccine came out December 11th, but 97.9% of Americans still have not got the shot. I mean, what's going on? However, apparently the disease, far less people are dying. In Texas, 1,896,563 people tested positive and recovered. That's 1,896,563 positive and recovered. 35,260 have died. That's a very small percentage. When I get the vaccine, the first place I'm going is back home to Hawaii. Then go visit the kids in Boston, Washington, D.C., St. Louis. Then I'm going to go to Jackson, New Jersey to ride the newest, biggest roller coaster in the world. Well, the whole country is talking about it, and I'm going to tell you about it, as if you didn't know, the rare weather report, the Hawaiian Pineapple Express, the huge, huge pressure systems that push from Hawaii to the West Coast. And the biggest Pineapple Express in many, many years is headed to Southern California and the West Coast, and it's predicted to cause huge, huge floods starting late this weekend. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be careful. We'll talk to you on Monday, Mike Evans. Aloha. We home. Mahalo nui loa. See you.